الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just a few points before we actually start. Especially Zuhr time when we are reading Yasin Sharif, then many brothers there, we are sitting on the sides. If we don't have an excuse, we should try and join and sit all closer together. Allah loves that very much. We shouldn't sit spread out so much. We should try and come closer. If a person has got a back problem or something, then that is a different thing. Also yesterday I mentioned, and in error I said, that when we go in ruku, then we have got the habit of picking up our trouser. So that does also happen, but that's very rare. It is here by the knees that we pick up commonly. When a person is going in ruku, then he picks up here at his knees. That we should avoid that also. And all other, any act which is not part of namaz, we should avoid it as much as possible, or totally. And then inshallah, just like Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, that adam e qasd e iza is not enough. That means you don't make the intention that I'm not going to harm somebody. So you don't make that intention. If a person is like in neutral, every morning, this is one muraqabah we should make when we get up in the morning, that today I will make qasd e adam e iza, that I make the intention that I won't cause any inconvenience to any person. One is qasd-e adam-e iza, the intention that I won't cause inconvenience to anyone. And the other one is adam-e qasd-e iza, that you don't have the intention to cause harm. Neither have you got the intention of not causing harm. It's like a car that is in neutral and brakes are not on. So if somebody pushes it from the front, it will go back. Somebody pushes it from the back, it will go front. But if you got your brakes on and you put it in gear also, then inshallah that car won't move. So we have to make that intention. So the same way with regard to our namaz, that we made this intention that we're not going to do any futile action, anything which is not part of namaz. If we have to, we are permitted to scratch one time, but as I mentioned yesterday, just tell yourself that after namaz I will scratch to my joy. Then you will see that by after namaz there is no itch left. And you won't have to scratch also. This is shaitan who plays with us. And then here on the sides, the kurta, we shouldn't pull it down. And also one thing, many of us when we're going into sajda, after ruku we stand up, then we pull the kurta right. When we're going into sajda, or we don't pull it right, we just touch it. And then we go down into sajda. And inevitably, when you go in sajda, the kurta will come in place. Even if it is stuck at the back, but it will come in place when you go into sajda. If we have to, when we get up from sajda, and we are going to be standing all the time now for the duration of that rakat, and then if the kurta is stuck, then with one hand you pull it out, though it's preferable not to do that also. That to some extent is in our control. We can try and correct that. So to that point today, try and remember it. Whenever we make namaz, try and see that our two legs are facing properly towards Qibla. And there is a distance of about 4 fingers between the two legs. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion somebody making namaz, his murid, and then he went and he placed his hand there, 4 fingers. The person brought his legs nearer. He still kept on placing his hand until he brought it properly to 4 fingers distance. And 4 fingers is not much. If we have to see how we keep our legs, we keep them very broad apart. So that is one important thing. Maulana Umair, according to Shawafi, is the same? Different. Ji. One hand. One hand apart, but both towards Qibla. Yeah. So according to Shawafi, that one hand apart, but facing Qibla. That means one more finger. So it is about the same. Eh? Or the hand open. Shibra. Ah, this amount here. So much. According to those who are Shafis, that is the amount that the leg should be apart. And both straight towards Qibla. They should be in any case still towards Qibla. For the Ahnaf, four fingers apart. So try and keep that in mind, inshallah. And the important thing in any case is that the legs must be facing towards Qibla. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Allah. So far we have mentioned three aspects of namaz. One is to bring namaz into our lives. The five times namaz. And as we had explained also, that this namaz, one time, Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullah alayhi was traveling by plane, and next to him was a Jewish rabbi. And they started talking. So in the talk, the Jewish rabbi said, "We have got no fear of the Muslims today. They can't do us anything." And he said, because at the moment, it is a matter of materialism. Who got more material, worldly things, that person has got more power. And upon what we have got much more weapons, and all the know-how and all the technology and everything, we have got much more, so we are superior to you. But he said, the day your Fajr namaz gets full, your masjids get full at Jummah time, then we know it is a matter of materialism with spirituality. And he says, we know we can't fight Allah Ta'ala. Then we'll just throw in the towel. We'll hand over everything. And there are many other incidents of that nature. So namaz is very... And also another point that came to mind, not only our own namaz, but see, at least in our families, everyone making namaz. The wife, is she making namaz? And if the wife is making, she should see that the husband is making namaz. And we should try and be making our namazes with the jamaat. So that is important. Then our children. One time, one Arab sheikh, he came. I don't know if he was in jamaat or what, but at Jami Masjid, after namaz, he asked, where are all the boys of 10, 12, 14, 15, 16 years old? He said, I don't see one of them yet. Namaz is for us after a person is baligh. And with jamaat, it is necessary. And not only on big nights, or not only in Ramzan, but throughout the year. So we should make that effort also. On our fellow brothers also. And then our neighbors. Today we don't worry anything about the neighbors. Even about dunya things. There are mashallah brothers. Like when we had a storm, earlier this year, two years, there were some hail storms here in Azadwal. One of our brothers said, so many of our neighbors were affected and we didn't know who to go and help. You help this person, that person has got a bigger problem, that person has got a problem. So like that, mashallah, there are those people who have got that concern. Otherwise, we also notice during the holiday period, an alarm goes off somebody's house. And for days it is going. But nobody pays any attention. And whereas the Islamic system is, which mashallah, Maulana Musa Qaji has prepared this kitab, social etiquette, that our neighbors, we should be concerned. But very sad, and perhaps all of us are guilty. And again, I speak for myself, we don't worry about the neighbors this side, we don't really know who they are, what is it, this side we don't worry. Whereas we are taught that 40 houses are in our neighborhood. And so, and more important, this is important, somebody hasn't got food in the house, there is somebody who is ill, and our people, mashallah, have still got that jazba where they help out. Though it is going less, may Allah in me and in all us of us create that endeavor and that desire to help out other people. But much, much more important is namaz, is deen. How much are we worried of our own deen? How much are we worried if one person is not a namazi in our house? Or it has come, if I remember correctly, in 40 houses. If there is one person who isn't a namazi, there is disaster there. And today we know what is the condition. But we are sleeping peacefully, we are eating nicely, everything is in order. House things, alhamdulillah, very nice. What is really nice? But we, Allah reward our jamaat brothers, their regular gusht. And though they don't speak directly only on namaz, they give da'wat for the whole of deen. But then we say, how many people become namazis after that? How many people become conscious of deen and become conscious of the whole of deen? May Allah let us all take part in the work of tabligh and da'wat also. It's very, very important. And for us, don't worry only about ourselves. Khanqah, many people have misinterpreted it also because of our actions, that we just worried about ourselves. A true person, a true mu'min, a true Muslim, not only a person who is a murid or a person who is in jamaat, any Muslim, he has to worry about everyone else also, the whole ummah. At least dua we can make, who say we can't make dua? More than that, how much we can go, how much we have the capacity, we should go. Take part in local kashf, out kashf, on our own, visit our neighbors, speak to them about namaz, etc. One of our brothers, Maulana Musa, or his brother Maulana Imran was telling, I think Maulana Musa told me, in Heidelberg, passed away recently, young age, was very much involved in Jamaat work. But any foreigner came to the town, he would make sure he goes and visit him and invite him towards namaz. Or anyone in the town, how much are we going? We are very weak. And yet we feel, more sadder parties, we feel we're okay. If anybody has to ask us, we say everything is okay. How's things in your town? Very good. Everything is very good. What is really very good? So we have to worry. And namaz, Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana, Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say many times, let us get together and at least make that we say one pillar of Islam, we get it 100%. Let us make that niyat in our town, in my neighborhood. Today we got neighborhood watch. We are divided here in Azadwal in four sections. So take that worry. We are worried of the security, which is good, which is also a great ibadah, which is also necessary. But if we get our deen in order, we won't really need all this also. So how many of us are really concerned about that? That in my ward, in my section, that there is not one be namazi be left. If not more, ask us how much dua are we making. So inshallah, Allah give me that worry that namaz must get established. And we are not responsible for performing namaz. We are responsible for establishing namaz, which really means that to make your namaz according to the ulama, mufassirin, what all is sunnat, adab, etc. But also from establishing namaz, iqamat-e-salah, will also mean that it is performed by everyone. That is when namaz is established. That everyone is performing, not 99% also. That we have to make. How far aren't we? And sadly also, perhaps, it's good also that Azadwal is regarded, mashallah, is a pious place. There are pious people there. But ask us, how many homes have we got there 100% namazis? In the whole of Azadwal, if we have to think, how many homes are 100% namazis? We will find that we are still very deficient on this one point. And more important than that is our iman. And after that comes everything else also. So Allah give us tawfiq to have this concern about our namaz. This year, intentionally I'm speaking on namaz for a bit. I thought only the first day I will speak, but it is a very, very important thing. We have to take it seriously. In the madrasa, with students who are learning, where the nazims always have a problem also with the students with regard to namaz. So namaz is very, very important. May Allah give us tawfiq. And we find, ulama, we find in the kitabs written, we are very far from that, that they should not ask what time is jamaat namaz. They should always ask what time is azan. So they prepare for that. From azan time they prepare. We have in the books we read that there are those ulama who 1 hour before every namaz started getting ready for namaz. Now we might think if we're going to do that we won't have time for anything else. This is exactly the case where those who don't make namaz are non-Muslims. They feel if you make 5 times namaz you won't have time for anything else. But Allah gives barakat. I saw with my own eyes Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, how early he should go to the masjid, but see the amount of work that he has done. It's unimaginable. The work of tabligh and da'wat is in the whole world today. And Hazrat's kitab Fazail-e-Amal, how many languages it's translated, and it works miracles in the whole world. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Damat Barakatum, was saying, subject to correction, but what I understood from him, that when Hazrat wrote this kitab, for every rakah, for every hadith that he wrote, he made 2 rakats of namaz. This is something like Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. For every hadith that he wrote, he made 2 rakats of namaz, and then he wrote the hadith. So the noor which is in Fadail Amal, and many of us have got complaints. In fact, Haji Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum, said, in our country, in one town, there was a family, and the girl, they were only girls, the daughters, they grew up, and they wanted all their freedom, what everyone wants today, azadi, nobody must tell me anything, I must do what I want to, I can go where I want to, parents mustn't ask me. Father was a dini person, mother was also a bit inclined towards the daughters, and of that nature. So there wasn't a TV in the house, the father had the control, but when the girls grew up, they bought a TV. Now he couldn't take this, he couldn't tolerate it. And he started speaking out against it. They got so angry, they said, you leave the house, his own house. He owns it, you leave the house. And what our share is in your wealth, give us our share. Now, to what audacity and to what extent they went. And he became very, very perplexed and worried. And he started becoming harder. Then, Hazratji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were in the country at that time. So he approached Hazratji. Hazratji said, you did lot of be-usuli. That our way of work is not harshness and hardness. Our way of work is with fazail and encouragement. So you don't tell them one word. And you let them, they want to watch TV, you don't tell. But you introduce kitab reading. So then, he told them that we'll have kitab reading for 10 minutes a day. And 23 hours and 50 minutes, you can do what you want to, I won't say a word. They were very happy that now we can do whatever we want to, only 10 minutes kitab reading. And so we started. And to his utter amazement, it was about 2 weeks or so, he came and he saw the 3 TV thrown outside and broken. And they themselves threw it out and broke it. So this has changed the lives of great, great people. Many, many people. People who are so much inclined to dunya. Whose people told us themselves, once they started reading, they couldn't put the kitab down. They just kept on reading. So we should, and ask ourselves again, those of us who are deeni conscious, whether it's Fazail-e-Amal or any other kitab, are we having ta'lim in the home? Where they are ulama and they are teaching, they make mutala, that is fine. Maybe the wife also is pious, she also is reading kitabs. But what we call ta'lim, to sit together and read the kitab, whether it's for 5 minutes, how many of us are doing it? And then we are complaining of all the temptations and all, these things will just fall away. If we have deen in our house, so may Allah Ta'ala make it that namaz comes in our house and ta'aleem comes in our house, and we create an environment of deen in our homes, which spreads into our neighborhood, which spreads into our town, and then spreads in the whole country and the whole world also. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So after wujud and namaz, we came to the next point which we have discussed already, just briefly, is that our qadha namazes. That also is very important to sort out. Any more people ask you for kitab? See? 10 to 15, mashallah. If the rest our namazes are in order, alhamdulillah, make shukr. But if not, then do, and don't only take the book to keep it. That souvenir. It mustn't be a souvenir. Really, start filling in and see. And it's extremely important, like I tried to explain a little, Anwarus Salah, Fazail and Namaz also we have in the morning. So that we will see how important Namaz is. So may Allah Ta'ala let us come up to date. Then after that we should go on to the next lesson, and that is concentration in Namaz. In there also we are very weak. Concentration. Now we all made Asr Namaz. Each one think for ourselves. From Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. How many times did we think of Allah? Was Allah in our mind or what? And as we explained yesterday, Allah made it, we come away from the house environment. We come away from the shop factory environment. We come to His house, where now you are exclusively with Allah Ta'ala. Not by the way you are making namaz in your office also. There is a, if you have a valid reason, no problem. But Allah made it that masjids must be established. And today, alhamdulillah, everywhere you think, you just see more and more masjids coming about. We can't imagine and believe how many masjids are coming. But the beauty of a masjid, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali went on a tabligh to the Far East. In one place, they told Hazrat that we have built this masjid and we got the carpets from Belgium. We got the lights from Italy, we got this from this country, that from that country. Hazrat listened, and then he said, you got all the things of the masjid from around the world. But the musallis which are staying around the masjid, you haven't got them to come to the masjid. And my father-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the ornaments of a masjid are not the chandeliers and beautiful frames and writing on the front, but it is the musallis are the beauty of the, are the ornaments of the masjid. And how many more musallis? So much are the ornaments. And the beauty of a masjid is the simplicity of a masjid. The more simple it is, that is the beauty of a masjid. And the more of musallis there are, those are the ornaments of the masjid. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was in Medina Sharif almost his whole life, passed away in Medina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah fill his qabr with noor and all our people, everyone. So Hazrat used to say, when there wasn't dunya in the masjid, we didn't have to lock the masjids. Now we brought dunya in the masjid. The fans, then the, what's called it, the mic, all these things, we brought dunya into the masjid, and people are after dunya. So now, robbings and people going to rob the masjid also. So now we have to lock the masjid. Also, Maulana used to say, the minara of the masjid should be so tall that if any stranger comes to the town, he doesn't have to ask anyone where is the masjid. And that is the purpose of a minara, that you can see that is where the masjid is. And Allah make it that our hearts be attached to the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are such people today, Allah give them jaza'i khair. Whenever they leave, they go to the masjid, make two rakats, then they leave. Whenever they return to the town, they go to the masjid. We are so weak, it's from the house, everything is just from... Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all his association was from the masjid. Today, alhamdulillah, that also to a great extent, with tabligh work, jamaats will leave from the masjid. They will come to the masjid, and then they will go home. May Allah give us tawfiq. So, inshallah, our qaza namazes, and then concentration in our namaz. Today, you'd like to speak a little bit, though we shouldn't become despondent or anything, but we should have this also in mind, where we have to reach the ultimate. Start with namazes in our lives. Namazes in our homes, namazes in our offices, everywhere, shops, namazes must be present. Read your sunnahs, read your nafils, faras with the jamaat in the masjid. So the next thing is devotion in namaz. Another word for this devotion, absorption, to be absorbed in namaz. I will just give a few examples and then inshallah we will carry on. I'll first give the examples of people of our time. And what comes to mind is Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. Also one thing, just read yesterday, that just see the attitude of our buzurg with one another. One person, background, that Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was of the opinion that India and Pakistan must remain as one country. They mustn't be divided and separated. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was of the opinion that the Muslims must have their own country, that Pakistan is for the Muslims. And so he worked on that line, he supported that idea, and Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali supported this idea. So many people, when because of this difference, they took sides. And at the top, Maulana Madani and Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali were more closer than blood brothers. So close they were, and they did not have any enmity for one another, or any, they had a difference of opinion. That was on its place. So it's very difficult for us to even explain or understand this. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that Kandla, which is their family place, where the village from where they all come, he says there was a dispute about some land or something between two families. And the dispute was going to be settled in court. But when they should go to the court in that in those days, ox wagon, they should go together in one ox wagon. And they should take their food for the day, and they should share and eat it. The brotherhood, it didn't affect that at all. They were family and that. This was a dispute, and that was a different thing, and that was going to be settled by the court. But amongst them, they didn't have this. We can't think of these things today. And that was in our time. Can we think in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, what Islamic brotherhood there was? May Allah take us to that. So anyway, so there was this stuff. So one person had made very bad remarks about Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayhi. And he asked somebody to say it to Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi in the Khanqa. That person said, well, I got the guts to say these terrible bad words. I can't say. But Allah's working is also taking place all the time. Just that day, Maulana received a letter. And in that letter was written also that Maulana Madani, he absorbs everyone. His Khanqa is open 24 hours. No really as such rules and regulations. Whoever comes is welcome. In fact, just to understand that, one time the cook in the Khanqa, there was one person who didn't make one namaz in the Khanqa. Eating time is first on the dasturkhan. And not one namaz, one namaz also he should make. So the cook chased him away. Maulana noticed it. He asked, where is that person? He said, Hazrat, he doesn't come for one. He said, is your work to check on his namaz, or is that my work? Your work is to see that if you feed my guests. That I've hired you to feed my guests, and he's my guest. You don't interfere with my things. You see that you feed him. But we shouldn't take advantage of this also. And there are a lot of all these things of our buzurgs, how their hearts were so big. So anyway, so that letter said that by Maulana Madani rahmatullah ali, he's so open-hearted. And by Maulana Thanvi, very strict and very hard. So what Maulana read the letter out to all who were in the majlis, that this letter has come. Then he wrote the reply. And he read the reply out also. So the reply he wrote, he said that, Maulana, I am like a tub of water. Little napaki, najasa, dirt falls in it, it makes it napak. And Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayhi is like a big river. Even if you urinate in that water, it doesn't become napak. He's so great. And I'm like a little tub. See how they were with one another. So then this person, who that person gave a message to speak, when he saw this has now happened, then he got the courage to say. So he said, Hazrat, this person has written very bad about Maulana Madani rahmatullah ali, and he asked me to mention it to you. So Hazrat called that person, he said, yes, I did say it, and this is what happened, and at this particular occasion, I said this to Maulana Madani rahmatullah. Hazrat immediately chased him out of the Khanqa, causing friction between two Khanqas. Or those people who cause friction between murids, who go and tell stories, fill the sheikh's ears up with things, etc., and try and cause friction and cause differences. So Hazrat chased him out immediately. And then when he desired to come back, Hazrat says, you go to Maulana Madani rahmatullah alayhi, and you ask him for maaf, and he must sign he has made you maaf. Then I will he went, he brought that Hazrat's signature that I've made him maaf, and you accept him again. Hazrat said, I don't know if you said the whole story. That is what happens also. When a person is guilty, he says his side of the thing. All the other side, husband and wife, husband will complain about the wife and all that. All other things he minuses. That why she became angry at that time and all that. The wife does the same thing. So Hazrat said, go and say the whole story. And have it written. And then let Hazrat sign. Hazrat signed it again a second time. Today we get offended that you are troubling us. That what you all the time coming to us and troubling us. Hazrat signed it and said, I make sifarish. I intercede on his behalf. That please forgive him and accept him again. Then Hazrat accepted him again. And there are many other such instances. So this is how they were. So anyway, Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali was a man which comes on my tongue that he was a farishta. And all our buzurg, what qualities they had. So one time he was traveling by train with his murids. This is devotion in namaz, absorption in namaz. Two narrations I've got about Hazrat when he was traveling. The one is this, that he was traveling and they had to make a two rakat namaz. Qasr namaz, Zohar, Asr, only two rakat. So when the station came, so they got off. Hazrat was the imam and he performed his namaz. One rakat was finished and the conductor blew the whistle, the train is going to move. And he came there also and told them, train is going to move now. So quite a few broke their namaz. And they got on the train, they had their goods on the train, they had to reach places, etc. So they broke their namaz and they went on. Hazrat just carried on with his namaz. The train went out of the station, it got stuck. And it had to reverse and it came and stopped exactly at the same place again. And Hazrat was totally unaware of all this, that the train moved, it came back again. He made salam, completed his namaz, and he got onto the train. Then they informed him all this happened and we broke our namaz. So then, and then the station master, it was the time when the British were ruling in India. So this white man, he came out and he told the engine driver, there is nothing wrong with your train. The train will never move without Babaji. He had to complete his namaz, then the train will only move. He said, you start and move, you see your train will go. And Abba, that is what happened. So this was that absorption in namaz. Today we fly. In the words of Maulana Nadeem Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he should say, today a Muslim, a musalli, he dances with the fly. With one mosquito, he's dancing this way, that way. Mosquito, you put him on the leg, with another leg, he's scratching that there. He's scratching here. He's dancing, he's in his name. One fly, one mosquito. And these people, what people they were. And may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. In this qabr, there won't be mosquitoes and flies. Scorpions and snakes. And what sizes, may Allah have mercy on us. And our namaz is not in order. Our deen is not. Allah didn't send us in this dunya for dunya's sake. To build beautiful homes and that. Allah has sent us to prepare us for our qabr. For the day of qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. A person's mind doesn't work when we read those. We can't. It's so hard to read those hadith. What the day of qiyamah will be. And Jahannam is out of the question. We can't read it also. And therefore, today, from Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, should even call maut our station to akhirat. People are, it's hard to accept maut. And today, so hard it has become. We are in the qabristan and we see. We are right by the qabr. The body is being lowered. Our family. But we are just indifferent totally. What is going to happen there in the qabr? We all just bury and we go home again. Going to have our meals that we invite. And there we announce, food has been prepared. And all people must come there for food. That we are worried about. Who gives a second thought to, if he's a rich man, people will worry about the safe keys, about the inheritance and that. But who worries about the person in the qabr? And he's all alone there. May Allah have mercy on us. And we are sent for that purpose, for that. And our namaz is important. Not just exercise. Many of us, we have made me first. Our namaz is just an exercise. But it is an ibadat. And it has to be performed if you have a peanut with the shell. Or almond or anything. Or walnut, anything. The shell is not important. The thing inside is important. The nut is important. And many times also you open the nut, you open the shell and the nut is rotten. So our outward namaz is the shell. And inside namaz, if it is a rotten namaz, how lot do we worry? One thing which I suggest to friends, which I also try and practice, make niyat just before we say Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah, I'm making niyat to perform a perfect namaz. For a person will get reward according to niyat for one. And the other, when we start now thinking about it, that I have to make a perfect namaz, inshallah, Allah will grant us that perfect namaz. But if we don't make that niyat, and we are just casually, we are making our namaz, whole life our namaz is going. And other thing is also, you are depositing in your account. But there was some mistake, and when you want to go and withdraw from your account, zero funds. Or there is a debit balance, bank charges they are putting on all the time. And you thinking you got millions there. You are depositing in the wrong account or something. Or if somebody else was withdrawing from your account. So if we think that we are making whole life namaz and we go in the qabr and we find no namaz is there, what will be our condition? Here in this world, there are many people, fraudsters, they tell, I'm stuck in this part of the world and I need so much money, and if you can please help me and send it, I'll give you the account details. Fraudsters, they are fraudsters. But like this, shaitan is the biggest fraudster. And he's frauding us of our namazes, etc. And what we are, what the condition, our inner condition is. So when we, if we have to go in the qabr and we find there isn't one namaz, may Allah save us, and Allah is from Ghafoorur Rahim. He's Arhamur Rahimeen. The ulama have encouraged us that we have come for Asr, it's a sign that our Zuhr was accepted. We came for Zuhr, it's a sign that our Fajr was accepted. But we must look at the other side of the coin also. Eh? And all these virtues that we read, like for example, a person makes this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Jannat hears this. Allah has given Jannat the ability that whoever will make this dua, it hears it. And it says, you want me, I also want you. But all these fazail, like wazifas we read, tasbihat we read, Quran Sharif we read, it is, the benefit of it is when we have done the faraz. If a person doesn't do the faraz and is reading whole night tahajjud, we know that he's not cutting any ice. Our faraz have to be in order. And we have to make our faraz properly. And of all the faraz after iman, the most important is namaz. If so much we can do that, we have come for our i'tikaf, we have come to spend 30 days, 40 days, whatever, if namaz consciousness can come into us. For ourselves also, reality of namaz. And for our families, our neighborhood, for everyone, this consciousness can come. And we work. A person gets khilafat and he is asked to do majlis. What is the purpose of it? So that deen becomes alive again. And all branches of deen. Not only one set of few aspects, but the whole of deen has to come alive. And also, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you give somebody khilafat, it is for his own benefit. That when he start making majlis, he is going to benefit. Not that now he's in a position to rectify other people. But now he's at least in a position to rectify himself. And it is for our own sake. And if we are not making majlis, how many of us who got ijazat also, but we don't make majlis also? By making majlis, a person becomes conscious. And so much it has been made easy. If we can't make majlis in the public, in the family, home. Not that, for your own sake, make your own majlis. For yourself, appoint one night in which you read all these kitabs and you reflect on yourself. Are these things within me? To talk is easy, to listen is also easy. But this reality has to come. Allah has put us for deen. And if you can see, Allahu Akbar, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, their own lives didn't mean anything to them. The lives of their families, Allah meant everything to them. What level of love of Allah they had developed. That for Allah's sake, in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, father sees his son, he kills the son also. Family relations didn't mean anything for Allah's sake. And Allah declares, these people who sacrificed their homes in Makkah Sharif, they made hijrat with no promise of anything. Today if we want to immigrate, we go to another country, all our goods are sent, our bank balance we have transferred, we have done everything. But these people with nothing in front of them. And when they came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Muhajirin and Ansar brothers of one another, paid them up, that you look after them. The Muhajirin, what a big heart, not a lion's heart, Mu'min's heart they had. that heart that trusted on Allah. They said those Ansar, they also had the hearts of those people, not again a lion's heart, but what hearts they had. They said, I got two wives. You look at both. The one you love, you choose. I will divorce her and you marry her. Just to what level? My wealth, I'll divide it in two halves. And then you choose which half you want to. But they were also such the Muhajirin radiallahu ta'ala anhum that they used to say, we don't need anything of yours. They weren't like parasites that they came and live on them. Eh? They said that you show us the way to the market and the trading ways of this place and we will sort ourselves out. And that is what they did. With all that, with nothing there at their disposal. But see, deen, Allah made it spread from Medina Sharif. And how it spread to the world, and today over 1400 years, we have got deen here. And that whole deen which Allah promised He will look after, the whole of deen, Allah has sent it in the whole world. But it is in kitabs, the deen today. It is in bayans, it's not in our life. The Sahaba's time, the beginning, the Quran Sharif wasn't also one kitab, one book form. But the whole of Quran was in their lives. Every Sahaba had the whole of Quran. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this and let us realize the importance and the necessity of deen coming into our lives. And the reality of deen. Now, and deen is not just, alhamdulillah, all these books which are prepared and we are reading. It's not only ibadat. It's not only one ibadat. But the whole, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter completely. We are in Islam. Necessity is to bring Islam into us. And Allah bring, let the whole of Islam come, and what is complete reality, may Allah bring it into us. Wa akhiru da'wana.